That the Shaila was last Gemara asked the Kasha on Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda was the one that said that anything that needs a bracha achroina b'mkoimo, so then we say there's no din ashinu makam. Even if you leave the makam, go someplace else and eat someplace else, or else you come back, you do not have to make again a bracha rishonim. So the Kasha was his last brisa said not like that. Here the brisa said that only if you have five people in chabura, and then a few of them go outside and they leave over one person, then it's still considered the first chabur is still there, and then if you come back, you don't have to make a bracha rishonim. But mashma, if everybody left the room, then even though these are things that you need a bracha, achreina b'mkoyma, still, since everybody left the room, you have to make another bracha rishonim before you start eating. So the kasha of chizda. So more answer again, I'm not Rav Yitzchok, man tana kiris, who is the tana of this next brisa that said that if you oiker, you have to make another bracha, is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a kash on Rav Chisda, because that price is a yochid, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, chaverim shoyim subin, if you have a chabura of people sitting and eating together, the okru raglayim, and they got up, they were oiker raglayim. So Rashbam always says the deek is because it says loshen okru. Okru's mashma that there was a chabura that really, as Rashbam said before, the akiras mashma de mishum mihiras, really, these are things that you have to make a bracha achrayna b'mkoymam. And if not for something special that came up, you wouldn't be able to get up. That first you'd have to make a bracha achrayna b'mkoymam. Now something special came up, that the okru ragleim, they picked himself up and went away without making a bracha achrayna. What was the special thing? Le'elech l'beis ha-kinesis. They didn't daven mincha yet, so they went to shul l'beis ha-medrash. Is kishen yotzin. In such a case, when they leave the room, ein tunim bracha l'mafrayim. They do not have to make a bracha achrayna before they leave. And since they're going l'dvar mitzvah, they're going to daven, so even though usually you're not supposed to leave your mokum until you eat bench, or until you make a bracha achrayna, that's always l'chitchilam, but here mashmu l'tzorach mitzvah tzmuta. U'kishen chayzun, when they come back again after davening, ein tunim bracha l'chitchilam. They do not have to make a bracha rishayna again. Now the Tana Kama, this is the way Rav Chisda paskins, that as long as these are things that need a bracha achrayna, then koimon, it's a choshiba bracha achrayna, which we had on Machlokes before. The Rashbam is the most cool dika shita that learns any one of the shiva saminim is considered a bracha achrayna bim koimon. If you have to make al gefin, al priya gefin, or it's al eitz, al priyates, anything from the shiva saminim, the bracha achrayna is a choshiba bracha, that you have to make that bracha achrayna bim koimon. If you walk away, you have to come back again and make the bracha achrayna that mokum. So since you have to make it there, even if you leave the place and go someplace else, you didn't finish eating, and you have a right to continue eating without making a bracha b'shoina. That's the Rashbam Shita. We spoke out, Tosfos says the Shita is no, only pas, Tosfos says, or else maybe Tosfos says ala michya. If you're eating cake, also that's called the chashav bracha achroinam, so if you're in the middle of eating cake, you go outside and go to another house, you don't have to make a bracha b'shoina. La locha l'mais we paskin l'kula leti Rashbam. That il avade metchila, you're not supposed to leave your place unless you make a bracha achroinam. Let's say you were eating dates, or you were drinking wine, and for some reason you went outside the house, you went to another house, and you want to continue drinking wine or eating your dates, you do not have to make a bracha rishoyna. Because we are a little bit of we pass the letter Rashbam. That's also considered tuna bracha lachrayim. Now, so far there's a Tanakama. The Omer Rav Yehuda says though, v'meh devar mamurim, when was this said? Now usually the Gemara in Chulin always says, that when Rabbi Yehuda says a lashon of Bamer, it's lechalik. He's coming to argue on the Tanakhama. Amosai. When Rabbi Yehuda used the lashon of Amosai, then lefarish duvek chomim bo. Then he's coming to explain what the chomim hold. So here Rabbi Yehuda says a lashon of Bamer. Mashmi is arguing on the Tanakhama. That the Tanakhama says no matter what, since you ate something that you have to make a bracha achrayna b'mkoyman, when you left, you do not have to make a bracha rishayna again. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no. When is this said that you don't have to make another bracha rishayna? That's only bizman shenichu shom miksas chaverim. That when you left, there was at least one person remaining over. So you have five people to start out with. If four people went to shul to daven mincha, as long as one person remained over, then when the other four people come back, they do not have to make a bracha rishayna. Avoloi henichu shom miksas chaverim. Let's say all five people left. They did not leave over anybody. Everybody left the place. Then Rabbi Yehuda's shita is Kishen Yoitzim, Yishno, before you leave, Tunim Brochla Mafreya. Lechatchila, before you leave, you're supposed to make a Brocha Achreina before you leave. Ukushen Chayzrin. Now, when you return, and it's Tunim Brochla Kachila, you have to make another Brocha before you start eating. So Taisa speaks out, Lechur, this is Pshita. Like, if you tell me before you leave, you have to make a Brocha Achreina, so Pshita, if you made a Brocha Achreina, that's it, you finished eating. When you come back, Pshita, you have to make a Brocha Rishreina. Like, what have you this Chiddush here? True, let's tell the Rashbam, they were drinking wine. So he says, now you want to stop and go to shul, you should know, before you leave, you have to make an al gefen v'al priya gefen. So if you made yal a brocha chreina, pshita, when you come back, you have to make a brocha rishreina. What's up, Yehudis Chiddush? So Toys really learns, it's l'tzadim ketoni. That Yehudis saying is, that l'chitchila, really, if you ask us, before you leave, you should not leave unless you make a brocha chreina. But then he's saying a Chiddush. Let's say it was late already. The time was start davar mincha. So you ran out without breaking a brocha chreina. Now the Chiddush is, when you come back again, you should know, before you start drinking wine again, you have to again make a bracha rishonim. But avada, the Chiddush of making a bracha rishonim is where you did not make the bracha rishonim. Where you left the room, you were drinking wine, five people together. Then the shamash came in, said that we need a minyan for minyan, kadavim minchom. So all five ran out first kadavim minchom, without a bracha rishonim. Now when they come back again, Rabbi Yehuda is being mechadesh, they have to make a bracha rishonim. Even though these are dvorim hatunim bracha, Abim Kaimam. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from that Shita. If all five people leave, nobody's left over, that's called Yom, it's called Hesach Adas. You like finish eating at that place. Yom Mesiach Das. A Shinu Mokim is like Hesach Adas. You have to make another Bracha Rishoyna. So, Melo, it's not a Kasha on Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda Taika Pastor is like the Tanakama here. We have a Brisa that's totally, if you leave over somebody or not, that's the Shita Siochid, Rav Yehuda Shita. But Allah, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks, Elo taimo de bidvorim hatuna brochel achreim bim koimon. De geshen yoitzin ein tuna brochel amafreya. What is Rav Chizda saying? That if you eat something, you drink something like wine, or else you eat one of the Shiva Saminim, like the Rashbam learns, that it's turning the brochel achreim bim koimon, you have to make the aleitz val priyates. You have to make it in the place where you finished eating. Then we say, geshen chayzrin ein tuna brochel katchila. That when you come back, you do not have to make a bracha rishayna. Since it's a chash of a Michael, that the bracha chreina hadn't been in its place, and you didn't make the bracha chreina yet, so even though you left this room, and you went to another house, either you're allowed to continue drinking the wine there, or else when you come back to this house, you're allowed to continue drinking. That's from Chizda Shita. Avol dvorim shein tuna bracha lachreim. Let's say eating something like some fruit, eating apples, that the bracha chreina is only burning a choshes, that you don't have to make in the same place where you finished eating. You're allowed to eat the apple here and go outside and make the bracha chreina someplace else. You do not have to make the burin of hoshes at the place where you finished eating. You're allowed to make it someplace else. Is afilu l'rabbonin, even according to the Tanakam here, even according to Rabbonin, is alocha kishen yoitzim. When you leave your place, pshita l'chatchilam, is tuna bracha l'mafreya. Havada, if you're eating an apple and you leave your house now, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to leave until you make the burn of hoshes. Before you leave, make the burn of hoshes. Abu kishen chayzrin. Let's say you left and you did not make the burn of hoshes yet. You're in a rush. You had to go outside. You had to go someplace. You had to go to shul. And then you come back after shul and you want to continue eating your apple. The halacha is tune in bracha l'chatchila. You have to make the bracha rishoner over again. This is what's master from the Rabbanan here. And that's like Rav Chizda holds. So, Frakti Gemara, Leima Teva Tiyufa to Rabbi Yechanan. By Bezoi, this should be a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan Shita. That Rabbi Yechanan before on top said that he holds, V'yechlet Shinu Mokam ain't Sarf Lavorach. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yechanan Shita was, there's no din Shinu Mokam. Even though you're eating an apple here in this house, and you leave this house, go to another house, as long as you are not Messiah Das, you did not make up your mind, you're not need anymore. No, you had in mind, you want to continue eating. So, what's wrong? The fact is, you left this house, went to another house, he holds there's no psula shinu mokum. Shinu mokum is not called like Esach Adas. And the Rabbi Yechanan says it's tam, mashm, even apples, even soda, even something, the bracha achrayin is only a portion, a burn of poshois. Still, as long as you are not Messiah Das, you did not give up, you didn't think, you're going to stop eating, but you had in mind you want to continue eating, so you're allowed to continue eating. So, who are this brisa now from the Rabbanan, Sakasha, and Rabbi Yechanan? Because here it's mashma only Shiva Saminim. that the bracha achrona has to be bimkaimon. Then we say shinu makim is not called a hefsik. But mashma clearly stam fruits or soda, which is not toin bracha bimkaimon, it is called a hefsik adas. And for zot gemara enech nami, for the gemara of olav miyoy svinu chod ezimno, didn't we already ask one kashan on Rabbi Yochanan? We shrugged up the ready Rabbi Yochanan. That was the first brice that we asked before, that meisve, it says clearly, shinu makam tzorach levorach. It says clearly a brice that shinu makam is a pastless. It has a deal like hesach adas, that if you leave this house and go to another house, you have to make another bracha rishayna. So we already shrugged up Rabbi Yochanan one time. So what's the gemara saying now? Let's shrug him up a second time. And the Gemara means to say like this, it's true, we already asked one kasha from that braisa. The Gemara means to say, we have another braisa now that would again be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And the way the Rashbam explains, it's a nafkamina. Let's say somehow you'll be able to answer the first braisa. Or maybe you'll tell me that first braisa is a shibush. Something went wrong with it. It's not a real braisa. So even if you want to answer the first braisa, the Gemara means to ask, Luchuru, we have another braisa now. There would still be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from this Tanakhama here. But the Tanakhama says clearly, you only don't have to make a bracha if it's a choshem, a bracha achreina. Then we say, since you have to make a bimkoimon, you never left eating. Ma'ashenke in stam avurin afoshes. Here's mashma, when you finish eating and leave the house, it's called, you finished eating, it's called a hesachadas. So it should be a kasha again on Rabbi Yochanan. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan can answer himself and say no. Omalach Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you who adin. The afilu dvorim she'ein tunim bracha lachrein b'mkoimon is nami ein tzurich levorach. Maybe that's what the Tanakhama says, that if you leave your place to go to shul and come back again, you do not have to make a bracha rishonim. It's lav davka, something like a shiva saminim. But even anything, even if you're only drinking soda or you're eating an apple, that the bracha achrein is tam avarin afoshes, that you do not have to metchila make the bracha achreinim right here when you finish eating. You're allowed to go someplace else and make the bracha there. Still, maybe the Rabbanon here hold like Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Shinu Makam, even though you left this place, and later you want to eat again, you do not have to make a bracha Rishayna. Maybe they also hold, Shinu Makam is never called Esek Hadas. The question is, V'hod Diktoni Okru Ragleim, why did it say Lashon this rice to Okru Ragleim, which was a Diyak Rashbam explained already. Okru Mashma, something urgent came up and they had to pick themselves up and leave. But mashma, if nothing urgent came up, they would not be allowed to pick themselves up and leave, but rather they would have had to make the bracha achreina bimkoimon. So that was the lashon that okru, it's mashma, that we're talking about something that really the bracha achreina is supposed to be right now before you leave. You're not allowed to leave without making the bracha achreina. Because like b'shiva saminim, the bracha achreina has to be in the same place where you finish eating. That's mashma, only now something urgent came up to go to shul, it's mutter. So, Chura, why does it say such a lashon? If you want to tell me the Brice is even talking about when you're drinking soda, that there you are allowed to leave without making the bracha achreina b'mkoimon. So why does the Brice say a lashon of okru, which is mashma only the shiva saminim? So I'll answer you, le'adiyach ha'koichot Rabbi Yehuda. I tell you the Brice who wants to say a chiddush halibut Rabbi Yehuda. It's saying a chiddush on Rabbi Yehuda shita. That what? The afilu dvorim, she'etun nebracha achreim b'mkoimon, even if you're eating things that are choshev, like the shiva saminim, that when you get finished eating, you have to make a bracha achreina b'makom where you're finished eating, that lekatchila, you're not allowed to leave this makom. You're not allowed to go to someplace else. Before you leave this makom, you are supposed to make the bracha achreina. Still, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, taima denicho miktas chaverim. Why do we say when you went to shul to daven in the middle of your meal, and you came back again, you do not have to make a bracha rishayna only because you left over somebody still eating? But let's say you did not leave over anybody. Everybody, all five people, went to shul at the same time. Then the Yehuda Shita is, Kishen Yoitzim Lechatchila, before you leave, is Tuna Brach Lamafrayim. Before you leave now to go to shul, you're supposed to make the Brach Achreina, before you leave. Ukishen Chayzrim. But when they come back again, and let's say for some reason they did not make the Brach Achreina when they left, and now they're coming back to continue eating their meal, as Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, tune in brach l'chila. They have to go now and make another bracha rishayna. Even if they're in the middle of eating a suda of pas, even if it's only shiva saminim, still Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, if all five people left, when they come back, they have to make a bracha rishayna. So I'll tell you the reason why this bright says the lashon of ik okru, the rayim, is a talmud the chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But this will not be a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. It could be the Tanakhama holds, even if nobody's left over, even if all five people went to shul, They're in the middle of eating, and they went to shul, they left their place. When they come back again, I'll tell you maybe they do not have to make a bracha mishreino. They're allowed to continue eating. And of what things are we talking about? Lav davka the lashon of ikru, where it was something you were supposed to make the bracha choreino b'mkaimim. Then maybe even if you're only like drinking soda, or you like eating fruits, apples, that there you are allowed to leave the place. Still, according to the Tanna Kamma, when you come back, maybe a shinu makim is not considered as chadas. Since when you left, you had in mind to continue eating, you didn't want to finish eating, you just knew you had a daven mincha now. So in the middle of you eating your apples, you left them and went to daven. But you had in mind to come back to eat to continue eating, so as long as you're not mesiach das, you're allowed to continue eating without breaking the bracha b'shoina. So from here, this price alone would not be a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. But enoch nami, we don't hold like Rabbi Yechanan from the first price. But al pipashkes, this price is a raya to Rav Chisda, that the price is talking about badavka, dvorim, she'atunim, bracha lachreim b'mkaimim. Something like at least a shiva saminim. Then we say, if you're in the middle of eating cake, and we have mavayir la lochis, there's also only the Magen Avraham says like this. And posh, that's the lochem. But that's what we say even by dvorim. Hatuna broch lachreim, it's only if you first ate a kezayis. Like Lamoshki, you sat down to eat some bread. And before you ate a kezayis of bread, right away you went outside the house. Then if you come back again, you would have to make a broch rishon again. Because those svarim, these are dvorim hatuna broch lachreim b'mkaimon, means you have to make a broch achreina. If you eat less than a kezayis, you don't have to make a broch achreina. So even if you ate a little bit cake or a little bit pas, but less than a kezayis, you don't have to make a broch achreina. So then we say, when you get up and leave the house, that's called the hetzek hadas. When you come back again, you have to make again a broch achreina. So now if you mean amol, somebody wants to wash in the house, and then finish eating a sandwich in the car. So if you want to continue eating the sandwich in the car, you have to make sure before you leave your house, you eat at least the kezayis of the bread. So if you eat the kezayis of the bread here, it's called Dvorim Atuna Brocha L'Achrein B'mkaimim. You're supposed to metchil a bench right now. So then if you go outside and finish eating over there, it would be okay. But about it has to be something that you ate at least the kezayis that you're trying Brocha L'Achrein. Toi speaks out here that Mikan Mashma Shim Shokach L'Spalo V'Niska B'Yem Sesuda. Someone is in the middle of eating, and he reminds himself he didn't daven mincha yet. He didn't daven yet. V'ispalu. So in the middle of davening, you stop eating and you go to daven mincha. Shein sorach brocha. You do not have to make another brocha afilu katchila. Even the katchila, you're allowed to leave. Like mash of this gemara here. Now since it's called the dvar mitzvah, so usually when you finish when you're eating and you want to leave the house, you're not supposed to leave until first you make the brocha achroina. But if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah to Davin, Mashma Matchila, you're allowed to get up and go Davin. And when you come back again, you do not have to make a Brocha Mishoina. O Mashavi Rab Yom Tifraya, Perkisu Adam Diyama, Mishta Bruchi, Badia Dodi, Loyevsham, Shetzorok Lavorok Bricha Samozin, Felito Yodov, Einu Raya. Kurudera Tzachuri Desk Nakasha. The Gemara in Chulin says, every time when we bench Allah Kais. So the question is, when you get finished benching and you drink the kais, do you have to make again a Baruch Pi HaGofen or not? Do we say like, you drank wine in the middle of the meal, and you have in mind that you want to drink the wine after the meal also. So Chura, after you get finished benching, do you have to make again a bracha or Baruch Pi HaGofen on the kais? So the other Gemara says, yes, you have to make another Baruch Pi HaGofen on the kais. You know why? Because it's not possible the same second to bench and to drink. So Bechach, when you're benching, that's called a hefsik. That's called a Hesek Hadas. When you went down to bench, since at that time when you're talking, benching, you can't drink, that's called a Hesek Hadas, Hefsik. And when you drink again later, you have to make another bracha. So according to the kasher is, then it should be the same thing by davening. In the middle of your meal, even if you're drinking or eating pas, in the middle of your meal, now you realize you didn't daven, you get up to don't daven. So b'shash you're davening, you can't eat. So why don't we say the same svara? Since b'shash you're davening, you can't eat, let that be a Hefsik. And when you come back again to continue your meal, you should have to make a bracha rishain again. So Taisa says, no, it's no kasha. So he says, the davka ka be bricha samosin amrimin hochi. Only over there if you bench. Then we say, when you get finished benching, you have to make another bracha rishain. To have a hefsik u gemar sudan. Because the whole pshat from benching is, you finish eating. What is bricha samosin? After you finish eating, you bench. So there we say that the benching is called like you finished eating, that's called a silik. Now if you want to drink wine again, you have to make another bracha rishayna. Abu tfilo. But if in the middle of a meal you get up to daven mincha, afagav the mechel of tzluya badadod leyefsha. Even though while you're davening true you can't eat, of ein bekaklum. That's not the ikas svarim there of chulin. Just it means while you're davening, you can't eat. Kesem kasher, while you're talking, also you can't eat. And talking is not called hesek in the middle of a meal. In other words, the ikas svarim the gemara chulin is if you bench. Benching is called a silik. That's called you finished eating. So after benching, it's a svar. You have to make another bracha rishayna on the kosher yayin. Mashenkin here in the middle of a meal, you get up to daven mincha, to daven something. When you come back, you do not have to make another bracha rishayna. Since it's dvarim hatuna bracha lachrem b'mkaimam, you wait at least the gezayis before you left. So that's called the chashav b'mokam, and you're going to come back to it. It's not called hashadas.
Weiter.
More Tanya Kavosad of Chizda. I'll bring you now a riot to Rav Chizda. Tanya Kavosad of Chizda. Chaverim shoyim mesubim lishtos yayin. You have a chabur, a few people together, went down to sit to drink wine together. The okru raglayim. So this is a riot to Rashbam Shita, that just drinking wine alone is considered a davar shetuna brach lachrem dem koyman. What we're talking about here, they went to drink down to drink wine. Taisus tak is not gerus lishtos yayin. Because Taisus Shita is just drinking wine is not considered dvar matuna brach lachrem dem koyman. Taisus Shita is only if you ate bread or else if you eat cake. But stam shiva saminim, you don't have to make the bracha chrenav b'mkoyma. But here we're going to Rashbam Shita, that was a chabura of people sitting down to drink wine. The okra ragleim, and it says such a lotion, that something happened sudden, that they have to leave their mokum without making the bracha chrenav. Mashmano minastam, you're not supposed to leave your mokum without making the bracha chrenav. So drinking wine is considered dvorim, shetuna bracha chrenav b'mkoyma. That really, before you leave your place, you shouldn't make a bracha chrenav. Now here, for some reason, they got up and didn't make the bracha chareina. V'chozru, then they came back again. Is alocha ein tzricha nevorach. They do not have to make a bracha rishayna. And here it does not say any chilek, whether you left over people in the room or you didn't leave over people in the room. Mashm, even if all the people left. But as long as it's something that's tuna bracha lachrein b'mkaimam, you do not have to make another bracha rishayna. This is a raya to Rav Chizda. That's where Shvam comes out. That's where he paskin like that. He just says here, "Avul shar peiros umashkin sheinim shiva saminim." But let's say eating something not from the shiva saminim, sheinim tzurichim bracha lachrein b'mkaimam. The yochav abayis zeh. You started to eat your apple in this room, this house. The chaz of yochav abayis acher. Then you went outside to another house. Is sarach lavarach tchila. You have to make another bracha rishayim before you start eating in the second house. So to Rashbam, avul mepino lepino abayis echod ein sarach lavarach. But where's for sure you don't have to make another bracha rishayna? If in the same room, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, that's not called hesekadat. That's for sure. And so levorach katani matzis in the bear of hinuk mishun yir. So the Rashbam shita mashmir is only mipin lepino. Because when you're eating an apple or you're eating or drinking soda, if you make the shakl and you start eating at this side of the room, you're allowed to later walk to the other side of the room. That shita you don't have to make another bracha rishayna. That's not called the shina makam. But Zmashma from the Rashbam, from one room to another room, is also called the Shinumakim. So you mamash in your house, and you sit down to drink water in the kitchen, and then you decide to go into the dining room, Lechura, if you can't see from your kitchen the dining room, if you can't see that Mokum, that the Rashbam Shit Lechura, you would have to make another bracha Mishayna. However, Lamaisa, the Mishtabrua, comes out to Bir Aloch, he wants to say Lamaisa, the Velt does not know like that, that people make a bracha Mishayna in one room in the house, and they walk throughout the whole house. Savadi says the best thing is metchila. Whenever you make a bird for a shakol or you make a bird for eats in your house, you should metchila have in mind that you want to eat this any place in your house. If you have in mind b'shash to make the bracha, you want to eat it any place in the one house, in one house, habiyas on the one roof. Even if you're downstairs, you will have das seated upstairs. That's okay. That pshita is good. So the best thing is whenever you make a shakol or a bird for eats, have in mind that you don't only want to eat it right now in this room right now, but you want to walk around the house and eat it any place in the house. That for sure helps according to everybody. But then the Bir Aloch is even makom, even let's say no. Metchil, you sat down to eat the apple on this table, and you didn't think you could go any place else. And then you get a phone call, they call you into the next room. So my sibidi ever, he's makom to say that in this same house, as long as you're under one room, even if you walk from one cheder, one room to another room, or even from downstairs to upstairs, it's still not called the Shinu Makom. Nageya Tachila, it's only called the Shinu Makom if you go outside your house. Benachnami, if somebody, if a friend calls you outside, and you walk outside your house to say goodbye, hello to somebody, then you come back inside your house, then for sure you have to make another bracha rishayna. If it's something that only needs a burn of precious at the end. So, the Chetchila was saying, when you eat these things of a shakol, have in mind that any place in the house you want to eat it. And if you didn't have that in mind, as long as you're inside your house, even from upstairs or downstairs, or any room to another room, for the effort, you don't have to make another bracha rishayna. That first bracha helps for every place. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbon. B'nei Chabura Shoyu Misubin. You had five people sitting together. They were having their meal Friday afternoon. V'kiddush aleim hayom. And all of a sudden it came Peshkia. It came time to make Kiddush already. They started their meal Friday, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Suda went a nice long time. And before you know it, it's time to make Kiddush. And what's the locha this brisa holds? Mevi in loy kosho yayin. You're supposed to bring them right now in the middle of the meal. They have to stop the meal right now. This is like the Yehudi sheet we had before. The Yomer all of Kedushas Hayom. And you're supposed to make Kiddush right now. You are not allowed to continue your Suda. So you have to stop right now and make Kiddush right now. V'sheini Yomer Allah of Birchas Hamazon. And after you make Kiddush, then right away the second kais you have, you have to bench on the second kais. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. This is one Girsa. This Girsa says, first you make Kiddush, and then you have to bench. Let's see the Rashbam. Hochi Gassina. Tana Rabbonin. B'nei Chabura Shoyu Misubin V'Kiddush Aleim Ayoyim. Is mevi'in like kosher yain v'yamir olav kedushas hayayim v'yemtza sadosai. They're in the middle of their big meal right now. So as soon as it comes time to make kiddush, they have to stop the meal and they have to make kiddush right now. Then after they make kiddush, v'hasheni miyad oimer olav birchas hamazon. As soon as they get finished making kiddush, then they have to bench umafsik and they make that sokom. They stop the meal. K'diyam Rav Yehuda Liel. This is Rav Yehuda Shit Liel we had. That if they were eating from before Shabbos, and now it came time to make Kiddush, you have to stop your meal, and you have to make Kiddush first. So here the Kiddush is, Omiyu, Hoyo v'giya shas Kiddush, Tzorchel Kaddish Trilo. That's the Kiddush that Christ holds. That even though before Yudis Mashma, that as soon as it comes time to make Kiddush, you have to stop your first Suda, and Poshe there will learn you have to bench first, and then you go to make Kiddush. This Christ holds no. That since right now, Lamais, it's a time to make Kiddush. So you're not allowed to eat right now. So you can't bench first, because if you bench first, you won't be able to drink the Kaddish, or Birchas HaMazon, because you can't drink before you make Kiddush. So therefore, this price holds the first thing now you have to do, it became now Shkia, it's after Shkia. It's time to make Kiddush, you have to stop your meal, and go make Kiddush, L'Shem Shabbos, B'Makabu Shabbos. Now that you made Kiddush ready, now you have to go bench, like to end that first meal you're eating. And now when you bench, you can drink the kosher yayin, and then echnami, now you have to start the suda over again, look how it's Shabbos. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rashi says, another Lashon is, Kasinon, Rishinayim Rola Virchas HaMazon, no, that the bright souls, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, now that it takes time to make Kiddush, first you have to do is stop your meal you start on the Friday afternoon, and bench first. Then, Shein Yayim Rola Kiddush, Hayayim. Then the second kais right away, make Kiddush. Over the sefta, the brachas, mochia koloshin rishon. The sefta is mashma the first pshat, that no, that you have to first make Kiddush. Because since right now it's a zman to make Kiddush, and if you hold, you're not allowed to continue eating. So, because since Kiddush comes right now, so you can't bench first, because then you can't drink the yayin, shakai shabrikas amazin. So, therefore, first you have to make Kiddush, and then you go bench and finish your old meal, the weekday meal, Friday meal, and now you have to down push it and wash again, over again, to make a Suda Shal Shabbos. Give Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, we had the Rabbi Yossi before, was no. He holds Oichel V'Hoylech Hachatechshech. If you start a teach Friday afternoon, you're allowed to continue your Suda Mama Hachatechshech. You continue your Suda until 12 o'clock at night. Rashi, Rashbam, Hachatigma Sudosan. Inami Holchen V'Hoylech Hachatechshech. Rabbi Yossi, the time of the day, ain't Rafikin Klau. Rabbi Yossi Shitter is, even though you started Friday afternoon to have your Suda, and now it's come time to make Kiddush, you do not have to stop. You're allowed to continue eating your meal, and whenever you get finished, then you go ahead and make Kiddush. Yeah. So the Gomru, Kois Rishon, Vavarachol of Birchas Mazon. So according to Rabbi Yossi, whenever you finish your meal, like Rashbam says, Gomu means Sudosan, whenever you finish your meal, then what do you have to do? First thing you have to do is bench. Rashi Rabbi Yossi Komalor. Or Ravusu is telling us the Chiddush now. You do not have to make Kiddush right away. According to Rabbi Yossi, you will later finish your whole Suda. The Yavorach Birkas Amozin. Even though it's 12 o'clock at night now on Shabbos, finish your Suda and bench. The Yachakach Yikadish. And then you make Kiddush. Like the Gemara says, Vasheni Oimer Olav Kedushas Hayoyim. And the second Kois, then you make Kiddush on the second Kois. So, Rashbam ends finished off. Omiyu in Paras Mapi, even according to Rabbi Yossi, after he says you have a right to finish your meal, but let's say you don't want to finish the meal. In the middle of your meal now, you want to spread over a cloth over the bread, the challah, the kiddush, and you want to make kiddush right now. Moidi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is moidi, you're allowed to do that. The chol shechen de shapadami, of course that is very good, that you want to make kiddush right away at the beginning of Shabbos. Because if you're not going to tell me like this, if you're going to tell me according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't make kiddush in the middle of this meal. And there is a little swirl like that. Because really this meal, you started Friday afternoon, it's a chol dikah meal, it's a meal you're eating in the middle of the weekday. So maybe in the middle of this meal, you're not allowed to make kiddush. So at Rashbam, no. According to Rabbi Yossi Pshit, if you want to, you could cover the chal in the middle of the meal and go in and make kiddush. And I'll bring you a raya. Because if you're going to say not like that, and Ladaf could come Rabbi Yossi, Rishim of Baruch Halav Bechaz Amazon, if you could tell me, no, Rabbi Yossi, you'll do Ladafka after bench first, and end that weekday meal. And now you can first make kiddush, Im Kain, Shmuel the Yom Kaman. Before we had a Shita Shmuel, Shmuel before said in such a case, when you started your meal Friday afternoon, and now it becomes the beginning of Shabbos, Shmuel said, there's a chayv upon you to cover up the challah, and right now make kiddush, and then you can continue your meal. So who is Shmuel go like? The chayv has to go according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. That if you wanted to, you're allowed to continue your meal. Because according to Rabbi Yehudi, you can't go. Rabbi Yehudi says you have to end your meal. And Shmuel is saying you are allowed to continue the meal. So who does Shmuel go like? Therefore, Shmuel is going even according to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says if you want to, you could finish your whole meal and then make kiddush later. But of course, Rabbi Yossi is made, if you want to make kiddush right now, you could do it. So Shmuel is machmir and say, you know what? You have to make kiddush right now. So I get to Shmuel goes and leave it to Rabbi Yossi that says that you have to be peris mapim, cover up the challah, and make kiddush right then. But Rabbi Yossi Shita is, if you want to, you could first finish your whole meal, and at the end make birchas hamazon, and then you first make kiddush. That's what the Braisa says. For the Gemara now, a new kasha. Amai, it's according to Rabbi Yossi. Amai, v'nimrinu l'tavayu achod akosa. How come you have to have two different kaisas, two different cups of wine? And the first cup of wine, you're making what? You're benching. And then you have to use a second kais. To make kiddush, why can't you use the same kais? On the same kais of yain you have, first make birchas hamazon on it, and when you get finished benching, then say kiddush on this kais, and then drink the yain. What do you have to have two different kaises for? Why can't you make kiddush on the same kais you're making birchas hamazon on? Like Rashbam says, v'leminu tavayu achad akisa, kiddush hayoyim of birchas hamazon, ulu Rabbi Yossi kaporach. The kasha now is only according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Kiva the Mafsikin, since you have to be Mafsik. Vitzarech Akira Shulchan, Tzarech Shnei Kaisis. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Pshita. You have to mamish take away the whole Suda. Savad is called two different things, benching and Birchas Hamazon. Shitaizol says it. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, first you have to bench. Now the benching, the pshat from benching, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is it's called the benching on a sudas choil. The kiddush al sudas habor is ain loy mishnei makoyes echotayt explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda shita is first you have to bench and after you bench then you can make kiddush. Or even if you learn the first gears to hear that first you make kiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda and then you bench. But our core point benching is a pshat is that's called you're finishing your Friday's meal. You're finishing the choil's meal. And then you have to start over the Sud L'Kavod Shabbos. So Kiddush, for sure, is coming L'Kavod Shabbos. And that Birchas Hamazon is coming for benching of Chol. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Pshita, you can't use the same Kais for two things. For a Kiddush of Shabbos and for benching of Chol. But the Gemara's Kash is only according to Rabbi Yossi. Like Toi says, Rabbi Yossi Poruch, Kivun the Tavayu Asud Shabbos Kosi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Suda you continue eating now on Shabbos helps you for Suda Shabbos. You don't have to stop this meal and start another meal covered Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to continue this meal, and this meal itself it helps for Shabbos. Could appreciably yell, Ta'ach Suda Oilalah Suda Shabbos. This Suda now, since you're eating it now on Shabbos, even though you started this meal Friday afternoon, but since you continue eating it on to Shabbos, this meal is considered the meal of Shabbos. His heaven lemeimah tavayev achodekosa. That's the most kasha. Then these two things, making kiddush and benching, do both of them on the same case, because it's a benching of the Suda Shabbos, and kiddush is a kiddush of kedushas of Shabbos. So the chura, both things should be said over the same case. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, do you have to have two different cases? One case to bench on, or else to make kiddush first on, and then to bench. Why can't you do both of them on the same case? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes. The klal is ein oimrim shtei kedushas al kais echad. You're not allowed to make two different kedushas, two different brachas on the same case. Like here, you're not allowed to bench, make brachas on Muslim, and say kiddush on the same case. For the Gemara, my time, why not? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, is a svarom lefi shein oisen mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs in teklach, in bundles, one after another. Notice what Rashbam says, chavilas chavilas, the mechzulei kamasli. It looks like you're forced to do it, like you're carrying a big bundle. Because you're doing a lot of bundles, and you want to do a lot of mitzvahs one time means it's a big burden upon you to do all these mitzvahs, and you want to get finished with it as easy as possible. That's why you're taking one kite to do two mitzvahs, like you want to get rid of the mitzvahs. So it's a bizoyim, like you'd be mevazah the mitzvah. So that's why you're not allowed to make two brachas on the same kite. The Rashi Rishpami Kvot says, Shnei kedushos, birchas hamosen, that's one thing, kaira kedusha, kekiddush hayom, kolei mashtei mitzvahs. There are two different mitzvahs here. There's one mitzvah to bench ala kite, and there's another mitzvah to make kiddush ala kite. So here's the two separate mitzvahs, you're not allowed to do them together. So Tayyip speaks out the different minhagim here. Tayyip says, "V'yesh noigim v'chupa mitam zeh sholayma sheva brachas akoyis brachas amozim." When you make sheva brachas, the same the kois you use for benching, you're not supposed to use that kois for sheva brachas, because like our Gemara, einayis mitzvah chavilas chavilas el mavi'in kois acher. That's usually our meaning, that you bench on one kois, and after you get finished benching, then you fill up another kois and you say the sheva brachas on the other kois. He said, no, you're allowed to bench and make sheva brachas all on one kais. Why? It's not like our sugi here that to bench and to say kiddush, here you have to have two different kaises. Why? To train milininu. Because benching is one mitzvah, the mitzvah is brachas amazim. Even though you're benching on Shabbos, but it's still a mitzvah benching. And to make kiddush is a separate mitzvah by itself. Therefore, we say don't do two separate mitzvahs on the same kais. K'liyama b'samach, aval hocha. But here, when you're benching and shein sheva brachas, chodim milsi. He also saw that's like one long thing. The brachas amazim girl with brachas nesuyim. How do you make sheva brachas? Only if you benched. It's after benching that you have to make sheva brachas. So Sheva Brachas is a Svaram, that's like a Chelek of Birchas HaMozim, it's like one mitzvah, and you're allowed to do both these two Brachas on the same kais. But Tayyip does speak out though, of Birchas Eretzin and Nesuyim, when somebody gets married, usually here we use two different kaises, even according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, that we first make Kedushin on one kais, and then after Kriyas Ksuba, when they say the Sheva Brachas for Nesuyim, they use another kais. Why? No Gulei Mashtei kaises. But time, what's the reasoning? According to Rabbi Shulam, since they're both the same minyan, they're both the minyan of Kedushin and Nisuyin, it's one thing you're getting married, the Chura should be able to make both brachas on one kais. So why do we have two different kaises? This has a different reason. Because the Regilim, Zebul is there. Usually, they used to make Kedushin first, and first a few months later, they would first make Nisuyin. So the Yama Biksubis, Mevorachin, Virchus Erison, and Beis Erison. Usually the Erison, the Kedushin is made by the father-in-law's house, by the Kala's house. Or birchas chasanim, or beis chasanim, and the nesuyin you make someplace else later on. You make it by the chosin's house. So since it was usually made at two different times, so then pshiti need two different kaises. It's a long time later. So vavi need two different kaises. So even though now the minig is to make kedushin and nesuyin one after another, still we leave it with the minig to use two different kaises. The Yaitai says the log likros ksuba bein tayim. They read ksuba in between. Very hefsik. Lekach mischavonim. Lekach tzorach beis koises. That's why you have to have two different koises. Right. For the Marakash now. For the Mar Veloy, is it true that not? You can't make two brachas, two mitzvahs on the same kais. For Tanya, we learned like this. Ha nichnas lebeisa b'maisoy Shabbos. Somebody comes back from davening with Soy Shabbos. Is mevorach ala yayin. First he makes a bracha on the kais b'arif v'yagofim. V'yala mor, then he makes a bar mireish. V'yala b'samim. Then he makes the b'samim. This is according to Beishamai Shita. That first you make the bar mir'or, and then you make bar mireish, and then you make the b'samim. Not the way we do like the silum. That first we make the b'samim, then the bar mireish. But this price is going according to Beishamai. That first you make the or, and then you make the b'samim. V'yachakach oimer avdol ala kais. And then you make Havdol al Kois. The way we make, that's a regular Havdol. So far there's no Kasha. You're only doing one mitzvah on this Kois. You make an Havdol on the Kois Shoyayin. But the Kasha is, the Brisa says, V'yemein lo yel Kois Echod. Let's say somebody was eating Shalashudas. And when he got finished at the end of Shalashudas, he realizes he only has one Kois of Yayin left. And the Maisi knows he's going to have to usually use two Koises. Because first you want a bench now, and on Birchas HaMazon you want a bench on a Kois. And then later you know, after the event, you're going to have to make Havdalah ala kais. And you only have now one kais of Yayin left. So what should you do? V'yemein lo yel kais echod, menichoy liachar ha-mozen. Leave it till after you get finished eating, till you make the bench. O meshal shalon kulon liacharov. And make all the brachas together on this one kais. In other words, bench, and make Havdalah on the same kais. So who you see, you're allowed to do two different mitzvahs on the same kais. You're benching, and you're making Havdalah on the same kais. Before we said, Ein lois the mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Gemara answers Poshid. Ein lois shani. Here we're talking about in modern case. The guy only has one kais of wine. So in the case when you're stuck, you have no way out, pshit, it's better to make both brachas on one kais than not to make the two brachas at all. But when you do have two kaises, matchil, you're supposed to use two kaises. Here the person had no other reitzah. He had no more wine, so then he's allowed to do it. Hadrashbam says, Mavorach ala yayin tchila fi shu todir, v'todah koidim. You always make the bar pri agofen because that's the bracha that always comes most often. So we make the bar pri agofen before we make the havdolah. Ala mor velam somim, kibay shama mugnum set the brachas. Pigayel devorim. Fight the mishal shalon. Loshen shal shelis min shem mechabrin yachad. You put all together. In birchas hamozim. You put the havdolah and the benching all together. You say both brachas on the same kais. Alma, what do we see? That Amrina and Shtei Brachas are Kais Echad. You're allowed to make two different Brachas, two different mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Birchas HaMozen and a mitzvah of Havdolom, or Birchas HaMozen are one Kais. I it's a Stiro. And the Gemara Parshat Ein Leshani. The less Layayin the Shnei Kaises. He doesn't have two Kaises, he doesn't have that much wine. So then for sure it's better to make both Brachas on one Kais or Yayin. We're talking about when a person does have two different Kaises. So when you have two different kaises of wine, your bedafka is supposed to use two different kaises to make each one a separate mitzvah, and not to do the mitzvahs both together, which is a bizli ha-mitzvah, you're making it look as if it's a masa, it's too hard to do the mitzvahs. Yeah. Right. For the Gemara Kashim, for her Yomtiv shechal liyos achra Shabbos. What's going to be if Yomtiv comes out after Shabbos? Yomtiv comes out mitzvoy Shabbos. For Yomtiv shechal liyos achra Shabbos. The Yisrael, his Avimini, we're talking about Pesach, the first day of Pesach, which everybody knows you have a lot of wine in Pesach. So Mistama, you have a lot of kaisus of wine left over. So there's Yomtiv shechal. Forget. There's Yomtiv. Pesach by night, Rashbam learns you have to have dalal kaisus. So everybody has a lot of kaises of wine. So we're talking about Pesach now comes out Mitzvoy Shabbos. And you have to make Kiddush and Havdalah on this now. It's Pesach by night, but it's also Mitzvoy Shabbos. So you have to do two brachas, Havdalah and Kiddush. The Yomar Rav says, what's to say that? How do we do it? We say Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. On the same kais, you make all these brachas on one kais. First you make a Baruch Pri Hagofen, then you say Kiddush first, that's one mitzvah. Then you do the Nair, and then you do Havdalah, another mitzvah. So you see, you have a minhag even Pesach by night, when a person has a lot of kaisos, still you're allowed to make two different mitzvahs on the same kais. So what's the teretz here? It's a theory of how we say it. Amri, the teretz is, mi de lo yom hazman. No. Since this brisa does not say you also have to say Yeshech Yonu, it doesn't talk about the bracha of the Zman, Mechlal de Bishvish of Pesach Askinim. We're not talking about the first day of Pesach, because on the first day of Pesach, you have to make a Yeshech Yonu Bishas Kiddush. Why didn't the brisa mention a word about a Yeshech Yonu? Elamayetz Mash Meklaw, we're not talking about the first day of Yontif. Rather, we're talking about the seventh day of Yontif. So we're talking about Shvish of Pesach Askinim, so I could tell you we're talking about where he doesn't have so much wine. On Shvish of Pesach, maybe he doesn't have so much wine left over. So in the case when Shvish of Pesach comes out on Mitzvoy Shabbos, if the person only has one case of wine left over, what should he do? He's allowed to do like this. Let him make the Kiddush and the Avdolam both on one case, but only because you don't have any other cases. But maybe if you would have two different cases, a lot of wine, you'd be mechuyev to make on two different cases, one Kiddush and one Avdolam. The Mara Dechoyl, my the heavy lay, ochule. He's all the wine he had, he drank up already, maybe. Now it's the seventh day of Pesach, he has number one left over. Maybe that's why he's let him do one, both on one case. But maybe for be the Ramt of Rishon, he would not be allowed to. For the Gemara, Veleslay, all the wine he had, he already drank up. And on the Shri Yishol Pesach, he only has one case of wine left over. Therefore,